Bath, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Aleph. We had learned on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that in the case of the Mishnah that Huchlefu, the Noshim, the Chayiv for Chatois. And the Gemara said that who's the Tana that holds the Chayiv for Chatois? In order to be Chayiv for Chatois, you have to hold Issa Kailul, Issa Moisef, and Issa Basachas. So the Gemara says the Tana is Rameya, and just let's go quickly over the Gemara. The Sanya Yeshoich Alachila Aches V'Chayev Eloh Arba Chatois V'Oshem Echad Tomei Shochol Chaylev U'Noisa Min HaMekdoshim V'Yoyim HaKippurim Rameya Roimim Hoiso Shabbos V'Yitziya B'Piv Chayev Amroloi Eini Min HaShem. So Rameya holds Yechayev Al Tzaitzo also, and Rashi explained that there it's Issa Bas Achas. And the other four chatois doesn't work with basachas. The other four chatois works with amoisev, but not with basachas. Or kailu. Let us see Taisus. Imhaisa Shabbos Bahitziyai. Rav Meir said that if it was Shabbos and he took this out, so he's chayav al tzeitzor Shabbos. Beperik omru loy rotze ledagdek mikan vein erev vohitzor liyayim ha-kipurim mideitzrich lemintkit im hoysa Shabbos. He says Rav Meir wanted to add a chatos, so why did Rav Meir have to say that it was Shabbos? Yom Kippur is also also by Tzoyis. You have another Chatos al Tzoyis Yom Kippur. Might you say it's Shabbos? So the first thing I wanted to say, so Kochach he holds, Dein Erev Vohitzol Yom Kippur. There's no Isser Yitzoy in Yom Kippur. So therefore, if you want to make a Chatos for Yitzoy, you have to say it was Shabbos. Da'avaleile misnim meitzi yechaye. He could have said, Samazay, he was meitzi. So he's chayv another Chatos. Umasik, but the maskon, and this is what Rashi brought down, this chelik of the Gemara, but Rashi does not bring down the maskon of the Gemara. Umasik, the Gemara, the maskon of the Gemara is, the yesh erev vahitzo liyem ha-kippurim, that be'emes, there's an iser heitzo, there's a chiyev chatos, and itzo b'yem ha-kippurim. So why did he say that it was Shabbos? Lafushi chiyuvi noket Shabbos. But he wants to make more chiyuvim. So yechayev, not four chatois, six chatois. You'll be chayev alt eitzos yom kippurim, and yechayev alt eitzos Shabbos. The chayev mishum Shabbos v'yom kippurim. V'im toima, v'heichi choshev Rabbi Meir chiyuvi haitzos, bahadi chiyuvi da'achila. How does Rameya add on the chiyuv eitzor to the chiyuv achila? We have yesh oichel achila achas, the chayiv oleh alba chatois. So he says there's another chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of eitzor. Mein in zeitzel ze the chamoikein oyoyochel loimer im osa meloche b'shabes chay. If he did a meloche b'shabes ma'is he was chay. Why did? How does Eitzor come? We're saying Yesh Oichel Achila Achas. And Lachayre Taisvis learned in the Kashe that, let's say he went out from a Rishus Ayoche to Rishus Arab, and he stood there, Omad Lofush. So the Amide is a Hanoche, and then he's swallowing also. So he's doing two different things. When he stands there, he's Chayiv Al Tzanoche, and they say Meida Hanoche. And when he swallows it, he's chayav al tzachila, but the chiyuv is not for the achila, the chiyuv is for the anoche. And he made a different anoche. Va'oimari, mishum de b'shas bliya, osinami chiyuv oitzo. No, with the bliya it becomes a anoche. Avogav da akati loinoch, mishum de bliyosan, zuhi anochosan. And in the Taisus HaRosh explains better. That means he's walking. He's walking. He didn't make a Hanocha B'Shus HaRabim. He swallowed it in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and he was Lainoch, he's still going. And the Chiddush is that even though so the Bliya gives it Achshivus of Hanocha, even though Bepoyel, there's a double Chiddush over here, as we'll see soon. One Chiddush is he's still walking. And number two, the after the Bliya, the Machal is still going down. But B'Shas Bli, it's called there was Nocha Beri. Mishum de B'liyos and Zui in Echosam, ki di Om Arove B'Perk HaMoitzi Yayim, Hoitzi Beis Oisiyais V'Kosvan K'shuhu Mahalach. He writes to Oisiyas on a paper while he is walking, and he's continuing to walk. Chayev D'Ksivosam Zuhi HaNochosam. So it's considered he made a Hanoch of the Dyoi. That means even though he's still walking, he's not a noch, but it's considered that the diyoy became noch, and that it was nichtav al haniyo. So memele, so Tosfos is saying that here also, so Makelt Rabbi Meir is saying a blias machol, it has a teiras hanoche. So with yesh oichel achil achas, the chiv is not al sachile. But the Achille makes him a Mechalo Shabbos, because Bliyos on Zuya Nachos. I wanted to make a Shtikl Ha'ore. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Ois Beis, Klaus HaShaila by Yom Kippur, are you chayev al tzanos groinoi or hanos meyov? Maybe by other yisurim, you're chayev ba hanos groinoi. In the dinners of a person eats a half a zayis, and he spits it out, and he swallows it again. He's chayev, because there was hanos gorein of a kezayis. If you need hanos meyov, you need a kezayis in the meyayim. So he clears by Yom Kippur, what is the din? Is by Yom Kippur is Hanos Groinei sufficient? Or by Yom Kippur, do you need Hanos Meyov? Maybe there you need Hanos Meyov. And he's blessed by a Tzachian. He wasn't able to be Mevarah the Shaila. He has a Sofik. So Lachayre, I think there is a Raya, Tosfos in Shabbos, Taf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos is speaking about our Gemara. And Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos wants to prove that it's called the Hanoche, the rege, you swallow it. It doesn't have to go to the Memeayim, but the swallowing alone is called Hanoche. That's what Tosfos is machadish by us, and Tosfos is more marich in this nekude in Shabbos Taf Yud Aleph. So Tosfos asks Akash, v'hashte, if you'll say that the Hanoche comes about when it's b'meayim, because like this is going down, so kozman it's not b'meayim, it's not called noch. Heichi toni rameyer heitzo, the loy mechayiv alo ache tanuach b'meayim, bahadi hanu de mechayiv b'shas bliye. How did rameyer put heitzo together with the others? Yesh oichel achila achas, in your chayiv, Ramey wants to say five chatois. You're not five chatois. With the bliya, you're chayev four chatois. And later with Amoch, you're chayev a fifth chatois. So Tosfos says, Allah, itzo nami mechayev b'shas bliya. Al kaponim, that's what Tosfos says. But al kaponim, this is enough in the Tosfos. Tosfos asks, how was Ramey koilul Haitzo with these other chiyuvim, bahadi hanu de mechayev b'shas bliye. So one of the chiyuvim is Yom Kippurim, and Tosfos says Yom Kippurim b'shas bliye. So lechayr it seems clear from Tosfos that by Yom Kippur also the chiyuv is b'shas bliye, and you don't need hanos meyer. Vaitziyai bepiv chayiv. Bahada omar bamatsniya. Amoitzi bepiv ubemarfakai potter. But that's not derech haitzo. Shaloi haitzi ke derech hamaitziyim. So Taisha says, Bemidi debar achila veshapir derech haitzo bekach. That means it matters what you're speaking about. If you'll put a keli in your mouth, so that's called shaloi ke derech haitzo. But a machl, that's a derech haitzo of a machl. So Rashi had said that on that what he's mechuyev on Haitzor on Shabbos, Rashi says, "Avo mishim yekipur lemav mechayv Haitzor deksov ainerev Haitzor yom yekipurim." Takher, so he's chayv on Haitzor Shabbos, he's chayv on achila yom yekipurim. So Rashi says because it's chal bebasachas. Perish a contrast de ika hoche iser bas achas. Tach shekidish hayoim chal olav iser achilas yema kippurim ve iser eitzoe Shabbos. That means when as soon as it became kiddish hayoim, as soon as it became laila, so now this chalan him adin, he's not allowed to swallow the machel mitzad achilas yema kippurim. He's not allowed to swallow any machel of achilas yema kippurim. And he's not allowed to swallow any machel that he carried out outside Tzor Shabbos. So it was chal bebasachas, the Isar Eitzor was chal bebasachas with the Isar Achille. So memele, so that's basachas. Vekoshe l'rabbeinu Yitzchok, the ma inyin ze l'Isar chal al Isar. So the Ri asked the Kasha that Chaitzo and Achille has no shaykhis with Issachal Alissa. Now, before we'll explain how Tosfos elaborates in the Kasha, just we should understand the Kasha of Tosfos, Rabbi Chonon and Kovitz Ha'ores, Simen Lamed Gimel, explains beautifully what Tosfos holds. And he says as follows. He says, the gedder of ein issa chal al issa is as follows. That means if I do one pu'ula, a person is boil anisha, and now it was also before to be boil her al feishesish. Later she became chamoisai. So now there should be a new issa. And Isser Noisef, and to ask her this pula, before she was also bebiya, I'll say shesish. Now I married the daughter, so is a new Isser Chal on that pula. The pula already was also for, else one Isser, now does it become also, else another Isser? That's a shaila, ain Isser Chal al Isser. If a pula was also, else one Isser, it doesn't become the Taisef, another Isser, for the same pula. That is, if the second Isser is for the same Pula. That means, by Nashis Ish, there's an Isser Bia. By Chamois, there's an Isser Bia. So you want to answer the Bia for another, they want to put another Isser on Bia. That's Ein Isser Chalal Isser. He says, when a person swallows food in Yom Kippurim, and you're saying he's, one thing he's eating, and another thing, he's making a anoche. So this is not two isurim on one pula. He's doing two different pulas. He's making a anoche, and he's eating with one maise. With one maise, he's making two different pulas. So what does that have to do to any sechal alisa? The whole aloch of any sechal alisa is, if you want to put a second Issa on the same Pula, before Bia was also Al-Tashishish. Now you want to say there's another Issa, why Bia is also? Because she's Chamois. So if the Pula was Nesar, Al-Tzwan Issa, It's a, the einisa chalalisa, so you don't put another isa on the same pula. But over here, you're not putting an isa on the same pula. I'm doing two different pulas with one maisa. I'm making a hanoche, that's one thing I'm doing, and I'm eating. So that isa chalalisa, that is teisvis kasha and rashi. That is the koshel rabbeinu Yitzchok, the ma inyan ze le isa chalalisa. Da afilu leman di omar ein isa chal al isa, afilu bebasachas. He says, Rashi was saying, if Rameya says, yechayiv an haitzo, if it's Shabbos, so al kochoch, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur achal bebasachas. So Tosis says it's not true, da afilu leman di omar ein isa chal al isa, afilu bebasachas. Hochechal lekula alme. Afilu bezeh hazeh. Here it's chal lekul alme. Afilu bezeh hazeh. That means afilu, the second iser, will be chal after the first iser. It also will be chal, because it's not iser chal al iser. Period. Number one. Va'afilu yase achile Vohitzo bezeach hazeh. Afilu the achila in the hitzo will be bezeach hazeh. So also, there's no problem. So that's what Taisvis means. He'll make the achila in the hitzo bezeach hazeh. It's like Taisvis had a havamina in Shabbos. That if a person swallows something, so the isa achile yoiver b'shas bliye, the isa hanoche yoiver b'shas nichnas l'seich meyev. Taisis had such a tzad. Taisis, it's not like that. But let's think for 1 minute. What would be if it would be like that? So l'cheire, when I swallow it, it's not basachas. That means when I'm swallowing it now I'm oiver an isa of Inibiyem HaKippurim. I didn't make a Hanochi yet. So the Bliya is not Osar Alts Hanochi. I didn't make a Hanochi. The Hanochi will be over when it comes to Bnei Me'ayim. So L'chayre, so the Bliya already is Osar now only Alts Yom Kippur. It's not Osar Alts Hanochi because you can't ask the Bliya Alts Hanochi because there's no Hanochi with the Bliya. So Taisvis says, so Afilu you will hold. That means Afilu, one Isser will come after the other Isser. Vafilu Yase Achila Beitzah Bezech Hazeh. Vafilu Cholu Shabbos Yom Kippurim Bezech Hazeh. So Taisvis says, Shebishvil Isser Melechi Shabbos, Im Hu Tchila Lo Yimne Isser Achila Shem Kippurim Lochilacho. That means they are two different isurim. There's an isur of chilul Shabbos, and there's an isur of, I'm doing two different pulis, so there's no shaykhis of a isur chalal isur. For Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, the isur bebas achas, I know isur, hitzo de Shabbos, Bisereitzo di Yom HaKippurim. So Taisvus, the Frish is not a Shabbos Lafrish Chiyuvi. So Taisvus brought down the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus said that Vaker, that Rameya holds Yesh Erev Hitzo di Yom HaKippurim. There is an Iser Hitzo di Yom HaKippurim. Now when he says it's Shabbos, he wants to be Maisev another Chatos. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So for that means, so we're asering hoitzo, that we're making two isurim out on hoitzo. It's also al hoitzo shem ekipurim, it's also al Shabbos. So that Taisva says, that lemaise, that already has to the din of einisa chalalisa, and if Rav Meir holds yechayev on both hoitzois, al kochach he holds, bebasachas isa chal al isa. Zog de Gemara weiter. Berab Meir alibe de Mam. Now, Rab Meir had two Rebbes. One Rebbe was Rabbi Lezer, one Rebbe was Rabbi Yeshua. Now, we just mentioned that the Tane of our Mishnah is Rab Meir, because in order to understand our Mishnah that one is Chayev, the 16 Chatois, you have to hold Issa Halal Issa, Bekoilo B'Moisef U'B'Basachas. So the Gemara says, so if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir, according to which Rebbe did Rab Meir hold like? I alibe de Rabbi Yeshua. Omar tobit va mitzvah potter. That means one of the Rebbes of Rab Meir was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua grav held, tobit va mitzvah potter. Now, our Mishnah is speaking about that these two men wanted to become the mitzvah of Peyavarivye. So they wanted to do a mitzvah. They ended up being boil and erve. So that's Tobit Dvar mitzvah. But why are they chayev chatois? The Tobit Dvar mitzvah is part of a makom. So El Alibe de Rabbi Elazar. So you have to say that if our Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir, Rab Meir is saying this according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds Tobit Dvar mitzvah is chayev achatos. Let us see Rashi. Rab Meir Alibe de Man Kloima Nehei de Sova Rab Meir Ihavi. That's a son. Someone makes his girsa. Dei de sover Rab Meir ihavi ki hai gavne isa chalalisa. Good. Rab Meir holds that in this case isa chalalisa with basachas, etc. Aber miu heiche de kom is kavle dvar mitzvah. But there's another problem. Heiche de kom is kavle dvar mitzvah lisa isha. If he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, keman mei rabbi isa svire leila Rab Meir betobe dvar mitzvah lo yosa mitzvah. Like, who does he hold? He only with Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'omal Potter, but Mesech HaShabbos Ve'Kabbal Ezra Demila. Rabbi Yeshua holds, Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, B'Loi Osa Mitzvah, is Potter from Makom. The sign Yehosan B'Gmore. Mi Sha'hoyu Loi Shnei Tenoikis, Echad Lomu B'Shabbos, Ve'Echad Lomu B'Echad B'Shabbos. There were two Tenoikis in front of him. One was born on Shabbos, so this Shabbos is Yom HaShemini. There's another one that was born on Sunday, so in Shabbos it's Yom HaShvi. So Al Kaponim, he had a mitzvah today to make one milah. V'shochach u'mol eshel echad b'Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he was mol the echad b'Shabbos b'Shabbos. Ha'ino nami to b'dvar mitzvah. V'loi osa mitzvah, he did not do a mitzvah, shadayin lehigiyah zmanoi, is poita Rabbi Yeshua. So we see Rabbi Yeshua holds tobit bar mitzvah, v'loi osa mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua pater. So now, and Rabbi was a Talmud Rabbi Yeshua. So how could we say our mission is going according to Rab Meir? According to Rabbi Yeshua, you wouldn't be chayiv anything, because it's a tobit bar mitzvah. So the Gemara said, no, it's got Elali bid Rabbi Lezer. That's one teretz. That our mission is going according to Rabbi Lezer, that Tobit Var Mitzvah is Chayev Achatos. Iboy Yisayim. Lo'olam alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Could be our mission is going to leave the Rabbi Yeshua. Ki kama Rabbi Yeshua Tobit Var Mitzvah Potter Hanimili Gabi Tinoika Yistiz Mani Bohu. When did Rabbi Yeshua say Tobit Var Mitzvah Spotter? That means the tilde of the mitzvah, the pressure that he has to do the mitzvah. So that makes him, he's not a pure shaygik. He's kov loinis. He was pressured to do the mitzvah. So Mameli was unable to be mevara. See, he's less than a shaygik. So that's the afke gabi tenoikis des mani bol. That means it was Shabbos, and he has to make sure to make the bris before the Shkiyah. So Lemaise, so he was under pressure, so Mamela, so he made a mistake. And he was mal the wrong tinnik. Avol hai, but our Mishneh, given the Ainsman Ebol, he's making a Nesuin, so he's not pressured that has to be done in a certain time. So Mamela, he had the opportunity to be Mavara, who he's making the suin in. Is this his wife or this the sister? So he doesn't hold to bidva mitzvah is potter. Let us see Rashi. Dizmanei bohu sho yotorud lomul eshel Shabbos kidei shelo yavir zmanei. That means by milas he was told because he had to make sure, he has to make the bris before the shkia. Aval hochi gabi nisuin ein zmanei bohu. Dein Zman kavua le mitzvah. Bahavale le medik. I mean, you have time to make the nisuin. You're not dependent on a certain time. So you weren't, it wasn't Zman ebul. So here, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tobit va mitzvah is chaye bakom. Ashtikol ha'ore, I mean, the Gemara says that, by mile, it's zmanei bohu, kidei shelo yaver zmanei. That he was very bullish. Make sure he had to make the bris before the shkia. Now, if they were mechabit him with the mila 5 minutes before the shkia, so I understand this very well. So the mila zmanei bohu, 5 minutes before the shkia, he has to make a bris and there's two kids and he has to know which kid he, so he's bohu, so the mila. The Zrizim Magdimim Le Mitzvahs is Vayashkem Avrom Baboiker. So, he has a whole day. So, why is he bold? Mevshe Bederach Halotz, ich weiß nicht. They say over a Maise that once, Rabbi Yankiv and the Satmar Rebbe Zechonim Lebrocha were both together by a bris. And I think the Satmar Rebbe was the Mechavad with Sandakoi, so the bris was supposed to start a certain time, and the Satmar Rebbe wasn't there. It came much later. So they say, the story is that Rabbi Yankiv asked the Satmar Rebbe, what's Rizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs, Vayashkim Avrom Baboiker, so the Satmar Rebbe said, but it doesn't say how long it took for Yachvish es Chamoyre. That it doesn't say. It was talking about Yashki Baboyker, but for the Yachvish Chamoyre takes time. So Kaponim, after the Yachvish es Chamoyre, it could be we're closer to the Shkia already. It could be Zmanei Bol. That means that the Hachonah to the Mitzvah, the Yetzer Mitzvah, one doesn't jump out of bed and make a bris. There's a Hachonah to the Mitzvah, and so the Shabbos alone is not enough time to ensure that one should not be bohu. So the Gemara asks further. How can you say that the criteria of Torbet Bar Mitzvah that is potter is totally in Zman Bohu? V'rei Trume da ein Zman Bohu. By Trume, that there it's not Zman Bohu. U'kapota in Rabbi Yeshua Patot, the Snan. Hoya Oichel betrume. V'noida shohu ben grusha oi ben chalutze. A person was eating truma. He was a kohen. And then later he found out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutze. So now comes Arigoli Milsam Afreya that he was a cholo the whole time. Rabbi Lezer Machayev Keren V'chaymish. So he was, that's called a shoygig. He's a shoygig. He's a zor that ate truma v'shoygig. Rabbi Yeshua Poita. Rabbi Yeshua Patterson, he's Torbid Va Mitzvah. He wanted to do a mitzvah. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua Patterson, he's not bohul. He wasn't bohul at all. And, Rafal P. Kane is a tour of Torbid Va Mitzvah. Stamazoi, it's Kedai to say over at the Ritve. The Ritve is here, Kasha. What's the Shaila over? This person is an onus. I mean, this is a Shaila, Torbid Va Mitzvah. The person, his father's a kohen. He didn't know at all that there's any shailus about his mother. And then all of a sudden they find out that he's a ben grusha. So this is a shaygik. This is anonymous. Why do you need a tour of torbid va mitzvah? The tir that the mitzvah makes it's not a pure shaygik. This person's a pure anonymous. So the Ritva says it is speaking about, no, there was a koil that he was a ben grush a long time ago. There was a matkeret that his mother was a grush. No, but v'noida, not v'nimtza shehu ben grush. V'noida, now we found that claw that he was a ben grush. That means he was aware of it, but there was no birul. There was no biru that he was a ben grusha. Now we found out that he is a ben grusha. She's not an onus. That means he was aware there was a rinun all along about his mother. No, meiker adin rinun ahin rinun aher yishtalam chazokim istome. But he was aware of it that there's something, but there's a shaila. And but he wanted to eat trume, so he was a tobidva. He wanted to do a mitzvah. And so he did the Yetrum, and later we found out that he's a Ben Grusha. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua patterned, the Ptur of Rabbi Yeshua Tobit Var Mitzvah applies even though he's not Bohu. So the Gemara says, no, Hoche Omar, Hoitmer Alo, Omar Avivi Barabaya, Hoche Betrume Bereva Pesach Askinan, this man of Bo. No, it's speaking about that the Truma was Chometz, and he had five chalas of Truma, and it's Erev Pesach, and so she burned the Truma, Rachmanan it's long. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Truma, so he's also, so he knows this, Shai Lehin, Shai Leher, but Lamaise, it's Truma, and the Valley's a Koyin, he's Becheskes Koyin. So he was bold to make sure that the Truma shouldn't go leibut. So it could be the second terrace we said is a true terrace. What does Rashi say? Truma be'erev ha-Pesach zman leibut shalei tesorof. Let us see Taisvis. To bedvar mitzveh pota v'imtayma v'bepsochim b'perek eilo dvorim Muki Rab Meir Pluktayu B'shtei Tinoikis. Rab Meir himself says the Machloikis is B'shtei Tinoikis. Echod Lomel B'Shabbos Ve'echod Lomel Be'echod B'Shabbos. There are two Tinoikis in front of him. One has a bris today. One has a bris tomorrow. The Potter Rab Yishuk Shekodem Amor Shalechet B'Shabbos B'Shabbos Afo Gav D'loi Oso Mitzvah. Even though he didn't do a mitzvah, he ended by being Mal a Tinikus a Yom HaShvi Mishum D'nitna Shabbos Litchais Eitzel Tinikechet. Because Al Kaponim, one of these two Tinikus here, there is a Koyach HaTchiyah. That means that mitzvah's Mila is Doiche. Is doiche the meal of one of these tinaikas? So this person is mutal lefonov a mitzvah meal that is doiche Shabbos. So even though he ended up by doing the wrong one, that's called tobit va mitzvah. Avo, but Rameyah says over there b'shtei tinaikas echad lomo b'Shabbos v'echad lomo b'erev Shabbos. If there were two tinaikas. And one was Erev Shabbos Tikkun, and one was a Shabbos Tikkun. V'kodem u'mol shel Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos he was mol de Shabbos. Fine. V'shel Erev Shabbos mol b'Shabbos. So he had one tinik in Shabbos, and that was the Erev Shabbos Tikkun. Chayiv afogav de osa mitzvah. So there Rameya says that Rabbi Yeshua holds your chayiv. Mishum d'loy nitna litchais eistis. So Rabbi Meir said the whole heter of to bidvar mitzvah is if lemaise there is a din tchiyah now on him. There is a din tchiyah and he got mixed up and he did the wrong one. So Mameila, but since Lemaise there is a koyach hatchiyah to be doiche Shabbos, so Lemaise, so then we say, so it was mutal on him to be doiche Shabbos, and he was doiche Shabbos with the wrong tinnik, so Mameila is potter. But if Lemaise, there was no, Lemaise, klapish mayegalya, there was no chiyah on him to be doiche Shabbos today, and he was doiche Shabbos, so there is no din of tobit va mitzvah, because lemaise there was no chiv on him to be doiche Shabbos. So Tosfos says, so according to Ramei Lishitose, Bochanami Gabishtei Noshim, Lechayim, so there's no problem. The Gemara is Takashe. If Ramei was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, why are Yechayim 16 Chatois? Lechayim, Loi Nitno Erva Lidochais. Here there's no Din Tchiyah. There's no Din Tchiyah on an Erva. So this is like an Erev Shabbos stick and a Shabbos stick. Bishleim is a Taisus as the beautiful Teres Tohosim loy betchiyet tal yemilse ela mishum de torit betinik sheyesh loy lomol b'shabes v'toya boy bochanam erei toya beishtoy. So Taisus says a beautiful Teres. Taisus says as follows: the vote is if theoretically there was a mitzvah on him to do today. And he has a chiv mitzvah today. And lemaise, so he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah, and he made a mistake, and he didn't do the mitzvah. There was a mitzvah, there was a yom, there was a Shabbos tik and a Sunday tik yatinik. So there's a mitzvah on him today, there's a mitzvah to make a bris. And he made a mistake, he made the bris on the long child. But since today it's mutal on him to do a mitzvah, so there's a din of Torbet Var Mitzvah. If there was an Erev Shabbos Dik and a Shabbos Dik, and he was Mal the Shabbos Dik Erev Shabbos, today I have no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on me today. The Shabbos Dik, he was Mal Erev Shabbos. So he thinks he has a mitzvah. That's nothing. The whole halacha of Torbet Var Mitzvah was a mitzvah is when you're talking mechuyev in a mitzvah. Not you think you have a mitzvah, but you don't really don't have a mitzvah. The whole halacha of Torbet Var Mitzvah is if it's taka a mitzvah is mutal olecho, and you're trying to do the mitzvah to the best of your capabilities and you made a mistake, then there's a ptur. But if you don't have a mitzvah today, some in meila, so then there's no din of Torbet Var Mitzvah. So Taisa says here is very good. Here he also has a mitzvah. There's his wife, there's two nashim over here. There's one isha that it's a mitzvah on him to make nisuin. There's another mitzvah that there's an isranim to be boiler. It's a chayis ishtoi. It's a shesochiv. So of al kaponim, there is a mitzvah on him today. It's not totally in tchiyah. It's totally, is there a mitzvah? So memele, so since there's a mitzvah on him today, so then there's a heter of Torbet Var Mitzvah that is potter from a kol. The Rishash here asks a moire deke ha'ore, from the Gemara by Trume. He asks by Trume. He asks, Tosfos says a Yesod. Tosfos says a Yesod Rabbi says according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're only potter if there's truly a mitzvah on him today. So the Rishash asks by Trume, when he was a Ben Grusha, there was no mitzvah on him today. He's a Ben Grusha. The Rishash blives by Akasha. Perhaps we could say that it's not true. Because by Emerson, that we mentioned before the Ritve said that the story is speaking about that there was a Rinon that he's a Ben Grusha. People were saying there was a girl, he's a Ben Grusha. But there was no Biru that, people are talking, but there's no Biru that he's a Ben Grusha. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Gemara speaks about if there's trei utrei, if two Edom say that he is a Ben Grusha, and two Edom say he's not a Ben Grusha, so uki trei lavadi trei, and you tell him on chazoke, and you say that he is a kosher koyin. If you by trei utrei, and that's only if trei utrei sveike the reise, trei utrei sveike the rabbonon, but let's not get into that. But the Gemara says, afilu by trei utrei, if you're trei utrei sveike the rabbonon, it's mina teure, you tell them on chazoke. Now, I think, let us just understand this for 1 minute. It's a very interesting Gemara. That means two Edom say that his mother was a grusha. Two Edom say his mother wasn't a grusha. Fine. So you have trei trei on the mother. So now the shal, is he a kohen?
So Lachayus says that if the mother was a grusha, he was born a cholol. If the mother wasn't a grusha, he's born a koyin. So it's a suffix. Is he a koyin or not? But and there it says Yishtelum an cheskes avise. Yishtelum an the chazoke is just like his father. Just like his father is a koyin, he's also a koyin. So, I mean, how does the father help the situation over here? The shayl is who the mother was. So you tell him the father. What does the father have to do with him? The whole suffix is who the mother is. So how does the father's chazaka help? If I'm not mistaken, I once saw Dachsman tells a shiurim, a gewaldike bir in this Indian, that be'emison, the zera ha'ov, has kedushas kohune. That's how the child becomes a kohen, because he was noitzer mizera ha'ov, and the zera ha'ov is kedushas kohune. If the zera ha'ov went into a grusha, so the zera becomes nischalo, or yechalo, zaroi. The zera becomes nischalo, so the zera loses the kedushas kohune. If it didn't go into a grusha, so it remained kodesh. So the zera yishtel an chazoke, that means koidim was nichnas berechem oisha, it had kedushas kohune. After it was nichnas, a klara shaila, was the kedushas kohune nifka from the zera? Wasn't it nifka from the zera? So yishtel the zera an chazoke. Al kaponim, we see from the Gemara that there's a cheskes avis, others say a different shot in the Gemara, that there's a chazoke that children are like the parents, like the father. So if the father is kind, he's also kind, there's such a chazoke. So al kaponim, so we see there's such a chazoke. So let us clear a shaila. If a person will ask a rov, my father was a kohen, people are speaking that my mother was a grusha, but there's no biru that she was a grusha, there's a kohen that she was a grusha. Am I mechuyev nachilas truma, yes or no? So dachsich me, the rov is going to tell him, yezich mechuyev nachilas truma, because we tell you one chazoke. You have a chazoke, then you're a koil. If the Gemara says by trei, you shtal a man chazoke. So we're talking about a koil ba'alma, you zich shtal a man chazoke. So l'chayre ezicha was mutl olov te itrume. It's a mitzvanim te itrume. It's like a mechuyiv te itrume. The chiyuvim are totally in what the dinei teire paskin. And if the dinei teire paskin calls man, you don't know that you are ben grusha, you have to assume that you're a kohen. I mean, if he'd be metam himself, Bezdin would give him malchus. Because, b'shtalban chazoke, just like chazoke, soyofin b'soyofin ala chazokes. So he is a cheskes kohen. So it was mutl on him to eat truma. There was a mitzvah on him to eat truma. So memela. So this is not like the Rishash says, like an erev Shabbos and a Shabbos. There was like no mitzvah on him. There was no mitzvah on him to make a mila. Here the din chazoke paskin zois that he's mechuyev to eat truma. So here it's called torah va mitzvah. Now the Meister Kashi is not torah. The Meister said he was torah. He was bohu zera pesach. Be'erev HaPesach. So the Gemara said, it's speaking about Erev Pesach. Have a motzi l'meima, the Gemara could have said another teretz, and be'etzim this is another mahalach in the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. Bishum da achilas trume ikri avoide. Achilas trume is called an avoide. The time of the Rabbi Yeshua, midrchsiv upoyel baruch Hashem chayle upoyel yod of sirtze afilu chalolim shebaruch kedama beperik elu dvarim. So let us just understand 1 minute what Taisus is saying. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, the din is let's speak about avoidus kolbonis. The din is that a cholol is machalol avoida. Azor is machalol avoida. It's a postal avoida. What happens if a kohen was doing the avoide, and he did the avoide, and then later we find out he's a ben grusha? So the Gemara learns out from the posik, Boruch Hashem cheiloi afilu chalolim shebach poyol yod of tirtze. The avoide is a kosher avoide. So there's a gzeiris akosiv that even though klapishmaye galya he always was a cholo, but a cholo that was unaware of his chalolus and he did the avoid, it's a kosher avoid. That's the halacha by kabbalas. It's a kosher ikom. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Psochim that the same halacha applies by achilas trume. Achilas trume is also an avoid. So since when he was eating the trume, he was unaware that he's a cholo. So memele, so poyel yod of tirtze, so his achilas merutze. If the achilah is merutze, so memele, so there's no chiyuv on him to be mafresh akeren chaimish ba'osho. I'd like to be mamtik one nekude in this taisvis. There's a moiridike vort from the Briskerov. The Briskerov says, we find a very interesting din. If a person, azor, eats trume b'shoigik, so he's mafrish peiris misukonim of chulin, and he gives it to the koyin, and it becomes trume, and that's the kel v'chaimish is not bedomim. You mafrish peiris misukonim, and you give these peiris to the koyin, and it becomes trume, and that's his kapore. So it's like it's a very modern halacha, like he zorei trume b'shoigig. So he's mafresh peiris misukonim, they become trume. So the Briskerov says the hadin tashlume trume hu mishum shetzorich lehiskayim b'hachefze kiyem mitzvas achiloso. The avle in the chet, what the posig is concerned about, is that there's a mitzvah that trume has to be eaten through a koyin. When the Yisrael ate the trume so fakert, so the tachlis of achilas trume was not niskayim, was eaten through a zor. So what is the kapore? What is the tikkun? So it's mafrish peiris mesukonim, peiris chulin, and they become trume, and now he gives this trume to a koyin, so this pound of trume, which should have been eaten through a koyin, will still be eaten through a koyin. That is the tikkun of the chet. So the tikkun, the avle is that the avoide shenase betrume was not niskayim, azorated. So therefore the Gemara says, but if there's a din boruch Hashem chayloi, that the din is whatever a cholol does, if he's unaware that he's a cholol, is poyel yod of tirtze, so the avoid is merutze, so what had to be niskayim with the truma was niskayim with the truma. Taki he's a cholol, taki he's a zol, but a poyel yod of tirtze, so there's no need to be mafresh akerem chaymish v'oshem. Because the tachlis was niskayim, al yidei achilosoi. That's what the Gemara wants to say, one svore according to Rabbi Yeshua. Let us go further. Viboy Yisayim. Now the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you another teretz. First we said that the mission is going according to Rameyeh, and in order that there should be all these chiyuvim should be chal, chayiv chatos, you have to hold of moisev, koilo, and basachas. Viboyis eime beisa basachas, valibe de Rab Shimon. We don't have to say that it's going according to Rameyeh, and according to Rameyeh we had problems. Could be it's going according to Rab Shimon, and according to Rab Shimon we won't have problems. Now, before we go into the sugya, I'd like to learn the next taisvis. Be'isa bas achas vali b'da Rab Shimon. Now, l'chayre, so let us see taisvis. Ve'osi shapir afilu k'rabi Yeshua. So, what was the problem? The problem was, I mean, how does it stim with Rabbi Yeshua? Rameh was a
We had a problem. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. So how, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Torah b'dvar mitzvah's potter from a korban. So how can he be mechayiv? How can he be a chiyuv on 16 korbanos over here? It's Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So one teretz was he's going according to Rabbi Lezer, another teretz was according to Rabbi Yeshua, and it's here he's not bold. So now the Gemara wants to say a third teretz that will avoid the problem in Gansen. V'osi shapa filik Rabbi Yeshua, the Rab Shimon islay beperik elu dvorim, the Rabbi Yeshua tobit var mitzvah leyosa mitzvah chayiv. That Rabbi Yeshua holds that it tobit var mitzvah leyosa mitzvah, the whole Rabbi Yeshua that holds. That Torah b'dvar mitzvah is part of a makobin is dafke Torah b'dvar mitzvah ba'osa mitzvah. That means, let's say there was a Shabbos dik and a Sunday dik and tidik in front of him. I'm sorry. There was a Friday tidik and a Shabbos tidik. There was a Friday tidik and a Shabbos tidik in front of him. And lemaisa, he was mal the Friday tidik. So he did a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. It's not doich a Shabbos, but he did a mitzvah. So the Mela, then Rabbi Yeshua Tobit Va Mitzvah Va'osa Mitzvah is Va'osa Mitzvah, then he's part of a kolb. But if he never ended up by doing a mitzvah, so the Mela, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are chayim. So that's the truth of saying that our mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that Rabbi Yeshua only parted from a kolb if it was also mitzvah. And in our mitzvah, and in our Mishnah, there was no osa mitzvah. That's the Ivra and Tosfos. Now here, Ashtikal Ha'ora and Tosfos. Tosfos says, loy osa mitzvah. Now let's diagnose what happened in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah happened, he went and he was, the wives got mixed up. And he was boil, achisishtoi, it was an ashes och, and an ashes ish, and the nida, everything. Fine. That was the averus he was over. Now, what mitzvah did he want to be mekayim? Lechayre, the mitzvah was the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivya lechayre. Lechayre, that's the mitzvah that he wanted to be mekayim. I mean, we're going back, there was a mitzvah over here, he wanted to be mekayim. Lechayre, the mitzvah was lechayre, the mitzvah of piriyah v'rivya. Now, so Kan Shoyel Aben, so why wasn't he Mekayim the mitzvah of Piriya Berivya when he was boil the Achais Ishtoi? Now let me be mamtik a little bit. The Minchas Chinuch, in the first mitzvah of Piriya Berivya, he brings down as follows, that the Yerushalmi says, we had the Mishnah before in the second Perik, that Reza Bnoi Lechol Dovo, that a mamzer has a din Bnoi Lechol Dovo, the pata min ayibum, that's what the Yoshoi, Lekalala, all dinim, and also the Yerushalmi says, Lagabi Piriya V'Rivya. So that means, if a person has a child, a mamzer, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya with the mamzer. Now, the Minchas Chinuch says, it would seem, that there's two ways to have a mamza. There's one way you can have a mamza beheter. Let's say a ger was boil a mamzeres, and then kal gerim la yikriko, so it was mutter le gamri. So yeah, but he had the child as a mamza. So fine, that's one way to have a mamza. There's another way to have a mamza. I was a boil a shishish, and he did a nisa. So the Minchas Chinuch says that Meritas Hadvorim, it would seem that however it was done, he was Mekayim the mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya. So now the Minchas Chinuch has a shaila, why was he Mekayim the mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya? L'chetz the mitzvah bo baveir. Why is Mekayim the mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya? And he's mefalpul if the mitzvah bo baveir is adaraisa, adarabonon, so that's what he goes into the pilpul. And he goes into another shaila. He goes into a shaila, when is one Mekayim Mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya? Is one Mekayim Mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya with the beer? Or is one Mekayim the Mitzvah Piriya V'Rivya when one has a child?
So, Be'emes in the Minchas Chinuch personally says you mekayim the mitzvah when you have a child. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah when he's born. But Taisvis and Baba Basra and Taisvis and many other places in Chagige seems to hold that the mekayim the mitzvah pivi rivi b'shas bi. That is the maisa ha-mitzvah. The maisa of a mitzvah is livo kedei lifreis v'libos. That is the maisa ha-mitzvah. If also be yodai, so then it's potter to be boiled again, if they've this mekayim the mitzvah. The way also be yodai. But each time he's boiled, this is the maisa mitzvah piri veribia. So lechayre, so ashtikal ha'ore. I mean, if we hold, there's two lashaynas of Taisus and Masech the Sukkim, but if we hold that a mitzvah b'aveiris ad rabbonon, so why is it a double poshet that it was tovid va mitzvah v'loy osa mitzvah? L'chayre by being boil an eishes ish and an eishes ach, he was mekayim the mitzvah of pirya v'ribya. So why is it good according to Rab Shimon?